USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Joe Biden both held town halls Thursday, the president holding one in Miami. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden in Philadelphia talking about court packing.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled.
That audio, courtesy of ABC, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have the votes to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett later this month. The Kentucky Republican saying she'll come out of committee next Thursday and will go to the floor for a vote on the 23rd and stay until we finish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.